How to write rights and deal with mic frights and everything in between. Hello, this is today's episode of Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Voice Over Voice. Yeah, mic frights is more under mental and emotional health, which we're going to be dealing with, well, actually in a couple of months' time. Before that, we're going to be talking about your physical health. And before that, indeed right now, we're talking about your vocal health. And today's episode, why your evening meal could be killing your voice. We're talking about acid reflux. This is when digestive juices made up of strong acids and enzymes find their way from the stomach into the esophagus. It's known by doctors as GERD, which is gastroesophageal reflux disease, or GORE, gastroesophageal reflux. And symptoms include heartburn, indigestion, coughing, belching, general discomfort, and a sour taste in the mouth. You've probably experienced some of these under certain circumstances that we'll come to in a moment. Now, if you're thinking to yourself, hold on, what he just said there about the reflux is sounded very, very similar to me, the gastroesophageal reflux and the gastroesophageal reflux. You're absolutely right, but they're spelt differently. One is GERD and one is GORD, yeah? Why? It's because the different ways, the different parts of the world spell esophageal. So in the UK, we're spelling it with an O, as in G-O-R, esophageal, O-E-S. And in other territories and other countries, notably the United States, they're actually spelling it with an E, missing off that initial O. So E-S-O and so on. Hence, you could either be called GERD or GORD, if you've got that gastroesophageal reflux disease. Okay, so let's look a little bit more into acid reflux today. It's the order of the day, and it could be caused by, well, as the title of today's episode suggests, your evening meal. These digestive juices, these strong acids and enzymes, some of them may even get into the trachea. Now, that can cause a real big problem because that will then cause irritation to the larynx and the vocal folds. It's known as LPR, laryngopharyngeal reflux, or silent reflux, because many people don't actually have those classic heartburn symptoms, so they may not in fact know that this is what is happening. And that backflow of fluids can, as I say, really affect your voice in several ways, because it could be a feeling of a lump in your throat. It's called globus, and so throat clearing and coughing spasms may ensue. It could be an unpleasant acid or bilious taste at the back of your mouth, a feeling of a build-up of mucus in your throat, excessive burping, particularly during the day, a sore, dry or sensitive throat, croakiness or hoarseness, and chronic coughing as well. All of that, as I say, is very unpleasant anyway, but also it could be doing a little bit of damage to your vocal folds in that neck of the woods, that whole part of your throat. So what causes reflux? Well, it can be affected by what you eat and drink. Fatty food, spicy food, sugar, acidic drinks such as fruit juices, alcohol and coffee as well. And it could also be affected by your lifestyle, things like obesity or poor posture. Well, why? If you're a little bit overweight or you sit badly, particularly maybe when you're eating your evening meal or indeed any meal, because it can affect the valve that should stop GERD or GORD from happening in the first place, which should be there to stop that acid coming back up your esophagus. Yeah, so maybe that little trap door, that valve there, isn't working properly because you're maybe slumped over while you're eating. That is affecting, therefore, its ability to work. Also, your lifestyle could be causing GERD or GORD because you're eating heavy meals or late meals, hence the title of today's episode. Pregnancy, for reasons that I've just kind of mentioned as well. It could be affecting the valve, which is stopping those acids from re-entering your esophagus. And also smoking. Yeah, our old foe there, smoking, rears its head again. So how can you make things better? Well, essentially doing the opposite, or getting your state into the opposite state of what you are at the moment, which is causing these problems to occur first place. Avoiding those foods and drinks, changing your lifestyle, losing weight, stopping smoking, eating regular and smaller meals, eating more slowly as well. Yeah, chewing each mouthful well, and then maybe chewing on gum afterwards to increase the flow of saliva, which could help cancel out the acid. Drinking more water. Yeah, our friend H2O is coming to our assistance again. Just kind of watering down, diluting that acid, making things a little bit more easy for the stomach to digest as well. Maybe reducing the spiciness of those heavy meals. Reducing the pressure on that valve that I've mentioned a few moments ago by bending at the knees when you pick things up. And wearing looser clothing around your waist. Yeah, why would that be the case? Well, it's not just eating or sitting badly when you eat, which is causing a problem with that flap door, with that valve that's causing that acid to come back out of your stomach and into your esophagus and possibly into your trachea. It's the problems that you're causing that valve to have maybe in day-to-day work. So if you're doing a lot of heavy lifting, perhaps, that could be causing pressure on that valve. It could be putting it out of shape. It could be causing it not to be working as efficiently as it should be. So therefore, that lifestyle change by bending at the knees rather than bending over and then causing all that pressure on your stomach area if you're doing a lot of heavy lifting, for example. Wearing looser clothing around your waist, perhaps while you're eating. Yeah, we've all been in that situation, haven't we? Been at a restaurant, been at a party and thought to ourselves, oh, better just loosen the belt buckle a little bit here. We're putting on a little bit of extra. All of that extra pressure on your stomach area, instead of it being able to kind of, you know, a looser belly to have all that food stored while you're eating a lot at a party or at a restaurant, at a celebration, a meal and so on. Yeah. If your belly can't expand properly, it's going to be pushing up rather than pushing out. And of course, that is then going to be causing a problem with that valve. It's got more pressure underneath it, that sub pressure, essentially then causing more problems for it to be able to cope with. And some say sleeping on their left side and the head elevated can help as well. So why the left side? Well, that's the side that your heart is on. Some people, I mean, your body isn't completely mirror image. It's not completely symmetrical, as we know. Your heart is a little bit over more to the left-hand side of your chest. And some people say that actually helps them a little bit. And also raising the head of your bed by a couple of inches can help as well. That just helps things kind of flow down to the stomach rather than by gravity pushing back against that valve and wanting to come out, those acids wanting to come out. And also, of course, those OTC remedies, the over-the-counter remedies for indigestion or heartburn, that can have some kind of help for a few days or even a few weeks. After that, I would suggest you go and see your professional. And in fact, little bit of extra information, that's exactly what I did yesterday. I went to the doctor yesterday and said, look, doc, I've got a bit of a problem. I've been taking antacid tablets for the last 6 weeks or so. I've been fine for all of my life before that. What is going on here? So I've been given some help and advice, and some tests are ongoing. So that is exactly what I've done. So I've taken my own advice there. When I was writing these scripts, I thought, hold on, this is what's happening to me at the moment. So there you are, some advice there on why your evening meal could be killing your voice. If those acids and enzymes from your stomach go up your esophagus, maybe drop down into your trachea as well, could be causing you problems. That nasty taste, that burning sensation in the back of your mouth, in your throat, not very nice, could be causing you problems. Okay, tomorrow, your vocal battery. Yeah, what's a vocal battery? Well, that's got acids in it as well. Different kinds of acids. Tell you more tomorrow. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.